Beach.
Such a wet and rainy day.
What a hot day.
At least we have one thing. Hey, all the Huawei amigos. Today I'm going to teach you how to buy new launch like a pro. Later I'm going to share with you 5 steps. Simple steps to buy a new launch. So in order to become a Huawei, like how I'm baking my Huawei at the back. Step number 1 is to know whether you are ready to buy a new launch. So let's talk about who cannot buy first. Oh, Eric, I haven't sell my existing property. Can I try?
Try, see me try. Go away, go away.
You don't even need to try. You need to exercise the option like 3 to 4 weeks time. So you must sell your property and exercise by then. So most of the times, if I hear you haven't sell your property, you don't even have a buyer who will give you option fee. 算了啦, just give up this new launch. Oh, Eric, I just received the 1% or $1,000 option fee. For HDB, you need to wait for 3 weeks before your buyer give you $4,000 as an exercising fee. Then it's considered sold. So for private property owners, you need to wait for 2 weeks before your buyer exercise. Then it's considered sold. If you want to participate in this new launch, there's some risk lah. That means if you pay 5% booking fee, and just nice your buyer don't exercise your option, then you can't exercise your new launch condo, then you'll forfeit law. So you'll forfeit 1.25% out of the 5% booking fee you have paid lah. So take note, there's this risk. Next, Erica, I like this, but lah, my MOP haven't reached.
Then come for what? Go home, go home.
This type of buyer, you just forget it lah. Your time is not up yet, so you just continue to smell people making money first. Eric, I want to buy under my kid's name below 21 years old. Before you buy, you need to make sure you have done your trust deed or trust thingy with the law firm lah. Huh? You need to do that with the law firm first before you can participate to submit check for this new launch. Okay, now let's talk about who can buy. Eric, I have no property. My funds is ready. Can I try? Definitely you can try. But my loan not ready yet. I haven't done IPA or AIP with the bank. It's fine because doing an AIP or IPA stands for approval in principle or in principle approval by the bank. It takes like one day lah, then the banker will tell you how much loan you can get. So that one can be done anytime. So anyone of you haven't done your loan IPA, you can quickly get it done. But meanwhile, you can still participate in the new launch. Eric, I'm actually stationed in overseas. Can I buy? Yes, you can. But for submitting check, just make sure you have some family members to issue check on your behalf and just need to prove relationship with you lah. Next, Erica, I want to buy and my family member also want to buy together. Can we have VVVIPQ? Yes, you can. Anyway, VIPQ is only for people who can buy more than 2 units and you can choose the unit one day before the public launch day. But make sure you are related lah, because developer will make sure both of you will just bite, slit your hand, then drip the 2 blood into a bowl. Mix. Make sure the 2 drip of blood come together. Boom! Means you are related lor. Then you can join the VVVIPQ. But take note lah. Doesn't mean VVVIQ is the best because you are the first one to choose before a public launch day. So what if you choose a back project and only you buy the next day no one buy? Then you cry and instead of become a Huawei, you become a Tutu Kui. Okay, so this is step number 1, who can buy, who cannot buy. Tip number 1. Don't listen to anyone's rumor on the new launch pricing because no one knows. Even the indicative is not accurate. Therefore, to have a chance to buy, just need to submit check to register. Bring checkbook and IC of all the buyers lah.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Do you bring your checkbook?
Huh, I didn't know need checkbook eh.
Huh, then you come show flat for what?
Come here and smell the show flat.
And the check that you give is a blank check. And giving check doesn't mean you commit on the spot because you need to get ballot number first. So once you submitted check, it's just giving you a chance to get a ballot number to buy on launch day. Oh, Eric, I scared I give check and you buy some more. You think your ballot number good lah. Then don't think so much. Just give check, wait for your ballot number, then see whether you have a chance to buy on launch day lor.
Hey, hello, do you bring your checkbook?
Checkbook lucky. I take all my checkbook to buy the entire block. Enough?
Next, let's go to step 2. When the show flat opens, we call that the preview day. And preview day usually opens on a Friday or Saturday as the first day. And the cut-off check submission day is until next Tuesday. So tip number 2. Don't be a kiasu Singaporean. Go on day one, squeeze with everyone just to give check. When you give check, it's just to register and to wait for your ballot number ma. So you don't need to go on day one to give check. Why so kiasu? It's not like you queue up to buy iPhone, Hello Kitty, or the recent craze Labubu leh. So just take your time, chill, best to go on a weekday when there's not many people. Then just submit check in style, then you just go lor. Step 3. When you go to a show flat, of course you can enjoy the site plan and you can check out the different unit types. And you can do some research based on your budget, what type you can buy, and based on that type, what facing you have. Just have a quick orientation will do, and plus the agent definitely has given you the brochure ma, which you can do your own research at your own time ma. Tip number 3, don't waste your time to discuss with the agent, oh, which one you want to buy, which facing you want to get, which floor you prefer. Hello amigo, you think your ballot number good la. Everyone also need to wait for their ballot number before you have a chance to buy. So give check and say bye bye to the agent. Save your time and save the agent's time. But sometimes some weird agent will die want you to choose 3 units, don't know for what use. So just entertain the agent, you just choose 3 units, the 10 bedder, management office and guardhouse. After the check submission date is closed on Tuesday, on Wednesday, developers and agencies, they will double check, do their due diligence to see whether got people like you play punk or not. What I mean by play punk, you want to have a higher chance of ballot number, so you give 1 check to agency A, 2 checks to agency B, 3 checks to agency C. That is when they do all the checks. Then they see, this crazy fella want to play punk. Then they will start calling you to say, hey amigo, we have received 30 checks from your side and may I know which one check do you prefer to put your check with, agency A, B or C. And once all these are done, they will give you the ballot number on the Thursday, which is 2 days before the launch day. Tip number 4, you pray that your ballot number is 1/3 of the project size. So let's say the project is 1000, you just pray hard that your ballot number is 330 and lesser. This way you have a high chance to buy your preferred unit type. In summary, for those people who want to buy 3 bed 2 bath and smaller, you have roughly 50% chance of getting a unit. To buy a 3 bed 3 bath, I guess your percentage of buying is about 70%, and those people who want to buy 4-bedder should be 90% chance. For those people who buy 5-bedroom and penthouse, you have 500% chance of buying. Even your number is the last of the whole project. Step 4, it is VVVIP launch day. So this comes the next tip. Tip number 5, although you are not one of the VVVIP buyers, you can always ask your agent to give you some ideas what is the VVVIP pricing. So you can roughly have the pricing for your preferred unit type and prepare to buy the next day. So if you think that the price is disgusting, you can always abort the next day. If you think the price is good, you can proceed the next day. Whether or not you want to buy or don't buy, just let your agent know. Don't go MIA lah. Just notify the agent whether you are going or whether you want to skip. Okay, now we are going to the last step, which is step 5. On launch day, you have less than 5 minutes to choose your preferred unit. Exciting, right? It's like your biggest purchase of your lifetime and you only have 5 minutes to choose. Okay lah, it's a happy stress. It's a blessing and it's exciting to buy the biggest purchase of your life. But make sure it's a good new launch. Imagine you queue up to buy a bad one and you feel exciting. I don't know why is this feeling called. Most curious. So before your turn, be decisive. You have some time to quickly like shortlist these 3 or 4 units ma. If this is taken by someone else, then you choose the next available one . So usually your agent or consultant will choose the best 2 to 3 next available unit type for you lor. So after you have chosen your unit, this unit number is sold, then you can go celebrate already lah. Clap, take photo with your agent. Good or bad, just take photo with your agent. Bad, just look for your agent 3 years later. For overseas client, you just need to FaceTime and the agent will bring your face show the developer, and you just need to tell the developer which unit you want, and if you agree, they will say 0444 is sold, then you can go and celebrate. So Hua Kui, these 5 steps, simple, right? I pray that everyone will choose the right new launch project and become a giant Hua Kui in 3 years. So remember to subscribe, and I'll see you in my next video. Nah.
You need to choose 3 units.
Why must choose? I thought wait for better number. I must choose. Okay, I choose. I choose the most expensive 3 units.